keynote is a man who we owe a lot to because we haven't had load shedding for. Well, one more day. One more day, no load shedding. It has been a difference in South Africa that only South Africans can really appreciate. It's something that the investment guys have been putting down to a big reason for the performance of the Johannesburg Stock Exchange in the past year, past 2 years now. And Mteto Onyati is a businessman with an incredible pedigree. You can go and read it up. But he's here to talk to us as the chairman of Eskom.
This BizNews production is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, the leader in offshore investing, connecting South Africa to opportunities worldwide. Invest better with Brenthurst.
Thank you so much for that warm welcome. I generally, as the chairman of Eskom, never really get such warm welcome when I'm invited. So you guys, you are very nice. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate it. And thank you, Alec, for inviting us, for inviting me. Just reflecting on the speakers this morning and reflecting on what Peter Major said. He certainly shared with us some of the really great scientists that have impacted our world positively. He mentioned Galileo Galilei. He mentioned Isaac Newton. I do think he also mentioned Albert Einstein. And he mentioned himself. I think he forgot one person, a darky, and that darky is myself. He should have said that there is another person in this room belonging in another generation, different color, and that person is Mteto Onyati. And but yeah, I'm mentioning myself. He forgot. So good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, fellow South Africans. I know here we've got the proud South Africans, we've got frustrated South Africans, we've got hopeful South Africans. A very good afternoon to all of you. It is indeed a privilege to stand here in this beautiful place with the Table Mountains silhouette in our minds, even if the ocean is at our feet, to ask the important question, where is South Africa going? That is what I was asked. And certainly I am no Helen Zille, no Chris, Cyril Ramaphosa. I'm not going to be looking at this thing from the politics necessarily. I'm going to be looking at it from the lens of energy, from the lens of Eskom. And I'm going to be attempting to answer that question, where are we going? Charles Dickens opened A Tale of Two Cities with the words, "It was the best of times, it was the worst of times." If ever a line captured our nation in early 2026, this is it. We have ended load shedding properly for the first time in years. And yes, I've said it's just a few days short of a year, and it is properly. There's not going to be load shedding that's going to be coming. As Eskom, we have posted a profit after a decade of bleeding red. Inflation has been tamed, the rand has steadied, and for the first time in generation, we have had four quarters of positive GDP growth. You know, you are celebrating 4 quarters of GDP growth. I remember I used to work for a company, Microsoft, many years ago. And it's a company where we were delivering results. Each and every quarter, we have to announce our results. We have to be checking. And if I were to be standing in front of my leaders there in Microsoft, being excited just for delivering 4 consecutive quarters of growth, they would fire me, actually. Because that is actually nothing. But given where we come from, we should be excited in South Africa. 4 quarters of positive GDP growth. These are not small wins. These are proof that capable leadership, discipline, and focus can turn the ship. When the Eskom board appointed Dan Marokane, an ethical, experienced, and capable leader as our group CEO, some were quick to dismiss him. The DA in particular declared he does not inspire confidence. I often wonder, you know, what is it that the DA must have seen? How did they quickly get to that conclusion that this man who took almost a year to find a really capable person, how did they get to that conclusion? And it hit me. It hit me. They must have looked at the shape of his nose. And I look, with that nose, there is no way that this guy is going to be able to lead Eskom. But look at where we are now. No load shedding, black ink on our books, and a utility that is aligned to its core mission. It turns out that competence does inspire confidence. Results even more so. Sometimes you have to let your work speak louder than the press release. Looking at on the negative side, last year, our growth was only 1%, in fact, below 1% year on year as a country. And the projection for 2026 is a modest 1.6% growth. This is not a growth rate, in my opinion. This is a survival rate. It is nowhere near our potential. We should be running this country at 4 to 6% sustained. We are not. And that disappoints me deeply. At this rate, we need another century to catch up to where we could have been yesterday. The GNU was a masterstroke of political pragmatism, a rainbow coalition born out of necessity. It brought us stability, but stability is not growth. The GNU has been cautious, incremental, and sometimes silent on hard conversations we need to have. And for me, I'm one of those people. I was very excited when we had the GNU. But one thing that I've noticed is that we have not had the tough conversations that we should have been having. Conversations around the economy, conversations around law and order. You know, people just came in, they are trying to run their little corners, their little departments. No, even if it meant that for a month or 2 or 3 months, there is no movement forward, you needed to have at least the DA and the ANC fighting and coming up with an agenda that is going to be helping this country to be growing. That did not happen. And I think we missed a great opportunity there. But that opportunity is not missed. We still can do that. We need to have one agenda for this country. Even it may mean a long hours of negotiation, coming up with one. What does it mean? National interest in South Africa. What does that mean? Even just having that discussion can help clarify where things should be going. We have not had that discussion. All we are hearing are people and parties criticizing each other. That's fantastic, great, but have the conversation. Have the conversation, confront each other, discuss, fight, but come out of those fights with a clear position that is going to be taking this country forward. So, in my view, we need a GNU 2.0. Bolder, more decisive, informed by brutal realities rather than fragile consensus. We need leaders that understand that ideology is the enemy of progress. As Deng so famously put it, it does not matter if the cat is black or white, as long as it catches mice. We don't care about the color of the policy. If it delivers jobs, dignity, investment, growth, we take it, full stop. And if the cat happens to be a teddy or a ginger or even a bit mangy from years of neglect, as long as the mice are caught, we are good. Look at our asset as South Africa. South Africa sits on a treasure trove. Platinum, manganese, chrome, vanadium, rare earth. Critical minerals the world desperately needs for the energy transition. Batteries, renewables, aerospace, defense. We've got all of those critical minerals here. The green industrial revolution is here, and we are geologically blessed to lead it. But we cannot beneficiate a single gram of it without affordable, reliable, and secure energy. So that is why Eskom is such an important element of all of this. We can have all of these dreams of beneficiation, fantastic. But without fixing Eskom, and I know many of you are praying every day how we hope that Eskom can really die. I know. Maybe that's how we have made you to feel as Eskom. We have let you down. But it would be short-sighted. It would be short-sighted to be praying for Eskom to die. You actually need a very strong Eskom. You need an Eskom that is world-class. You need an Eskom that is going to be powering the growth that this region needs, not just South Africa, but this region needs. So what you should be pushing for are capable leaders leading these entities, not for these entities, great assets like we have, for them to be dying. So this is why, in my view, we need a strong, reformed Eskom. We are unbundling Eskom, but not privatizing it. Generation, transmission, distribution, Eskom Green, each gets focus. Competition where appropriate, private capital where it accelerates delivery. We are fixing the fleet, rolling out smart meters to crush illegal connections, and partnering intelligently. The goal is simple, as I've already indicated. We need an energy that is cheap and abundant for our smelters, our factories to expand, for our mines to process locally, and new industries, green steel, hydrogen, batteries. We want them to take root here in Africa, and here specifically in South Africa, not in Asia. I know many people in the governing party think that China is our BFF. But when you look at it, if you look over the last 10 years or 15 years or so, we have lost close to 500,000 manufacturing jobs to China. And that is a problem. China is for China. And we need to be driving an agenda that is for South Africa. And at the core of that agenda, at the very core of that agenda is a strong ESCOM that knows what is expected of it. An ESCOM that is delivering affordable, cheap electricity to enable all of these industries. So, when you're looking at it now from a geopolitical perspective, geopolitically, our non-aligned stance makes perfect sense. We all see it. We get it. We say we are non-aligned. We say we trade with everybody. We say we take no side in these great power games. We say that we put South Africa first. But in practice, that is not what we see. But in practice, we are seeing selective partnership. And that is where I think we are going wrong as a country. We really do need to move back to our non-aligned stance. And non-alignment only works if we are strong internally. Strong economy, strong institutions, and strong rule of law. Which brings me to three non-negotiables we must lock in. One, we as a country now, broadly, we must appoint ethical, capable leaders everywhere. I mean everywhere. I'm talking about the state-owned enterprises. ESCOM must not be this thing, an exception. It must be everywhere, all of our state-owned enterprises. So when I'm talking about a GNU that is working or not working, I'm asking myself, where is the GNU when we are still continuing to make these appointments in all of these critical institutions of people who are not capable? Where is the GNU there? So when we're talking about SOEs, when we're talking about municipalities, departments, schools, hospitals, we need in my mind, leadership matters. It starts there at the top. These are the people who are setting the tone. And the appointment of these leaders has to be our priority. So appointment of ethical leaders, merit first. Cadre deployment has cost us dearly. Competence deployment will rebuild us. Because by appointing people who can run a spaza shop, to run a city is not transformation. It is comedy. And sadly, the joke is on all of us. Two, we must make sure that it is easy to do business in South Africa. This is the single most important thing. It saddens me when we see people in our government seeing us in business as the enemy. Business has to be the partner. And we have to be, each and every time we wake up, how can we make things easy for business? Now, listening to the ambassador today, hearing that there is this U.S. investment, something that they have set up to try investment accelerator. This shows clearly the deep understanding of what other countries understand the role of business to be. We need to make sure that in our own country, we make it easy for business to do, for business to operate here. The third one and the last point I'd like to make is that we need to restore law and order. There is no society where criminals walk free and the honest live in fear. Visible policing, swift justice, zero tolerance for corruption, that should be the things that we're focusing on. Hey, we may think that these are radical ideas. These are not radical ideas. These are basics. They are practical, proven, and boringly effective. Countries that embrace them, countries like Singapore, countries like South Korea, hey, you think, okay, it's happening every, it's, also countries like Rwanda in our own continent. These are countries that have embraced these ideas, have implemented them, and we can see the big difference that is happening in those countries. And lastly, technology is on our side. As someone who has worked for IBM for many, many years, for 12 years, I worked for Microsoft for 7 years. I worked for Altron for 7 years. So technology is one of those things that is in my space. When I'm looking at the developments that are happening in that space, as someone who is now in the energy space, I'm excited about how AI is going to be driving the demand for the product that you are offering as Eskom, which means that we can only get that benefit if we are available, if our product is available, if our product is affordable. So we're excited about the developments that are happening around AI, the digital infrastructure, and biotech. And none of them require any permission for people to do exciting things in those spaces. Our young people are already coding. They are innovating. They are exporting services. Let's give them the platform, the energy, the broadband, the education reforms. Let's watch them build the next wave. This, for me, this technology space, you know, when you're talking about leveling the playing fields, technology is that biggest leveler. We have to leverage this. We've got young people that understand how to use this, but we have to help them. So the choice really is ours. We can drift. We can be complaining. We can be blaming and settling for mediocrity. Or we can decide together to become the Africa powerhouse we were always meant to be. The diverse group of people that we are, talented, resilient, we are pragmatic. You know, I heard Helen saying here, a Boer maker plan, that's who we are. It does not apply just to the Boer. It applies to all of us. That's who we are as South Africans. We make things happen. So as I wrote a book. I have to include it somewhere. As I wrote, in Betting on a Darkie, when people transcend their differences and work together to achieve a common goal, greatness is possible. This is not just a line from a book. It is a lesson of my life. From boardrooms under apartheid to turning around institutions like Altron and Eskom. It is the lesson that South Africa needs now more than ever. Peter Drucker, and many of you would know, this is the guy who spoke about breakfast and culture and strategy. I can never really know how to connect all of it. He said something about those things, you know. Culture will eat strategy for breakfast. He had said something else as well, beyond just culture will eat strategy for breakfast. He said that the best way to predict the future is to create it. So let us stop predicting decline. Let us create ascent. Business, government, citizens, black, white, brown, yellow, young and old, let us catch the mice that matter. Let us drive growth, jobs, dignity, and hope. South Africa is not a lost cause. I know many, many people are. South Africa is not a lost cause. We have to do our part in our little areas. South Africa is a sleeping giant. We heard this. We heard this from the ambassador that South Africa, out of the top 10 countries, that the president of the United States, which are the 10 countries, South Africa is one of those. We are strategic. We can make things happen. We cannot lose hope, but it requires each and every one of us to reach out there, work with those who may look different from us. Let's not lose hope around this country. So with that, I would like to say thank you so much. I'm looking forward to your questions. Thanks.
This BizNews production is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, a multi-award-winning, truly independent boutique wealth manager. Invest better with Brenthurst.